This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. A diverse mix of rangeland plants is not only critical for grassland and soil health. Grazing livestock find nutritional value in consuming a variety of prairie plants. On the July edition of the SDSU Extension Cattle HQ Live webinar, slated for tomorrow, July 16th, rangeland field specialist Kaylee Wheeler will explain it's not just grass that's in our pastures.
Our wildflowers, also called forbs and shrubs, are a lot of times mistaken as weeds that compete with grass for resources. And some people think that forbs and shrubs can actually take away from the pasture biomass that they're able to produce. But in fact, we know that plant diversity can actually improve overall forage production.
Cattle can consume 30 to 50% of their diet in non-grass species, especially early in the grazing season. Wheeler reports many of these forbs and shrubs are extremely high in nutrition.
Many of these non-grass plants are excellent sources of both protein and energy, which are the most important nutrients in a grazing animal's diet. And often these forbs and shrubs far exceed cow nutrient requirements.
Lead plant, for example, is a shrub that's actually a legume, with protein levels running 20 to 30%, much higher than grasses. Wheeler encourages livestock grazers to tune in to Cattle HQ Live to learn more on grassland diversity, putting a new spin on controlling non-grass species. The Cattle HQ Live webinar at 2 p.m. tomorrow is free, but registration is needed for the Zoom link. Find details on the events page at extension.sdstate.edu.